Today is, what is today? The 27th of March, I think it is. 27, 28.
27.
27. Today's March 27th. And can you tell me what your whole name is?
Ruth Elizabeth Wade Beard.
Today is March the 27th. My name is Isabel Tuning, and I'm in the home of Ruth Beard, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about what she remembers about the Brownsburg area. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Ruth Elizabeth Wade Beard.
And when were you born, Mrs. Beard?
March the 30th, 1927.
And you weren't born in the immediate Brownsburg area, but can you tell us where you were born?
Well, it was over close to McAwee Chapel, in that area.
And your that's where your family was living when you were born?
Mm-hmm.
And you have brothers and sisters?
I have three sisters.
And what are their names? Who was the oldest?
Virginia White.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Frances Poole and Bernice Nye.
Mm-hmm. And is Mrs. Poole still living?
And she lives in Waynesboro.
Oh, okay, great. Everyone's still around. I think Rachel Coniger interviewed Mrs. Weitzel yesterday.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. So, and you were the youngest?
Uh-huh.
How much difference in age was there between you and the others?
Well, there's 2 years difference between Virginia and Mary Frances, and 2 years difference between Bernice and myself.
And did you get hand-me-down clothes all the time?
Probably. And my cousins, and we had some cousins our age in North Carolina and things, and they'd send clothes to
me. Oh, that's good. So you were born at home, not in a hospital,
mm-hmm.
right?
At home.
And did your sisters help take care of you when you were growing
up? Oh, yeah,
up?
Virginia. See, she would just be six. Again, but I can remember we lived on the farm. She used to carry me around.
Did she? And you said that your family moved when you were?
I was a junior in high school. Daddy wanted to move to Rockbridge Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So he rented the Methodist manse at first. And then we moved. There was Mr. Caton wanted him to move in, take care of him. So we did, and then he bought the house for
the manse?
No, he bought the house right across the river from the manse.
Was the manse at that point the house right next to Bethesda?
No, it was up at the Methodist
Church.
Oh,
okay. The Methodist Church.
It was right across. Of course, there's no school there now, mm-hmm. but it was right across from the schoolhouse.
What were your parents' names?
Roy Brown, but they called him Kite.
K-I-T-E?
Uh-huh. That's what everybody knew him by, Kite. And Mary Bear.
She was a bear before she got married. How did he get the nickname Kite?
He has said, but I can't remember. It seemed like it was some way some child couldn't say his name or something and started calling him that. Mm-hmm. And everybody called him Kite.
And was Bud Wade his brother?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you and Janice Ayers then are first cousins?
And Ann, her mother, was his sister.
Oh, what was her name?
Bertha. And Ott Wade was his brother, some cousins to
Mm-hmm.
Nail.
Oh, that was a pretty big family then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was their home place where you were living when you were born, right? The farm your father grew up on?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't in the home, you know, where his parents lived. It was another house across the road. Uh-huh. And then he bought, it was the Mortar farm. And I think they said I was 2 years old when we moved
mm-hmm.
to there. And then
And where is that farm?
That's where Richard Weitzel.
Richard Weitzel owns now. And that's up on in Backdraft?
At the end of Backdraft.
How many generations of Wades had been here? Had your father's family been here a long, long time?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, I'd have to check on that.
How about your mother? Had the Bears been here
long?
Well,
she lived in Annex. Her mother lived in Annex.
I don't know where that is.
It's down on the other side of Stanton, down in there.
And what brought her up to Rockport County?
I don't know. I've heard her say how she met Daddy and all, but I can't remember.
How were your parents still living when you grew up? Did they live pretty long lives?
Oh yeah, Daddy died, passed away in 74, and Mama died in 79. Mm-hmm. She died on her birthday.
And what did your dad do?
He was a farmer. Well, he drove the school bus for years.
I remember
pictures. He drove the school bus, and then he carried the mail from Rockbridge Pass to Timber Ridge for years. And then in the summer, we furnished the horses to Camp Okahala. I helped him do that till I was.
Where was that camp?
Up at Rockbridge Pass. They've closed the road into it now. Where I was talking about the Methodist man, you turn there at the greenhouse and go up that road.
I think it's called, is it called McCurdy Lane?
Yeah, and it was right way up at the end of that road.
Was the camp?
Camp Okahala, the girls' camp.
And who ran that?
Miss Chesterman was running it when Daddy furnished the horse. We furnished it for years, and that's what I enjoyed every summer. I helped him. We'd take 8 horses up there every day for the girls to ride. Well, that's where I learned to ride. You know, I rode in horse shows for years.
Well, Mr. Richard Beard told me that he and you had ridden in pairs classes in horse shows.
Richard? I can't remember. But I raced a ride with Mr. Shiplett in here, too.
Oh, did you?
The highest, you know, where Bernie's
in Brownsburg, there. Right.
We used to ride in the power plant. But I helped Daddy with the horses. I enjoyed that. I would sit there and watch them ride. That's where I learned how to ride, really. The counselor was teaching. Some of those kids had never been on a horse. But that's where I learned to ride, how to hold your feet and hold the reins.
So your family had 8 riding horses then?
Yeah, well, we had one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to keep the names of them down, but I don't know whatever happened to them. We'd take them up and take them down, tie them up at the ring, and they'd ride them, and we'd get them at lunchtime, take them, water them, feed them, and bring them back. And they used to ride them up on Jump Mountain.
They rode the horses to the top?
And we would sit up there. We'd wait. They wouldn't come in after dark. You could hear them coming singing the camp song. And we'd say, oh, here they come. But they'd ride the horses clear to the top of Jump.
Gosh, wow. Oh, my goodness. They go up the long way, I guess, kind of up the spine of the...
Well, it was a trail, yeah, from where the camp was. They just went over a trail that way. But they'd, seemed to me like one time they spent the night up there.
So did you ride one of the horses and lead the other ones when you'd take them down every day to...
And some of them, we'd hook the reins under the saddle, and they'd follow us.
Oh, they would? They must have been nice riding horses.
Yeah, they were. But, yeah, we'd take 8, and they would, I know one time we had this big white horse, and we didn't have a name for it, and we took him up there that day, and Miss Chesterman was the one who ran the camp, and she was wanting to name the name of the horses, and Daddy said, well, this big white one is Mr. Roosevelt. But I really enjoyed that. I look forward to helping him with the horses every summer. I helped till I was up 17 or 18 years old. After I finished school and all, I helped him with the horses.
Well, did he raise the horses or did he He'd buy them after they were already broken.
He would buy them. Mm-hmm. And then, the one I rode in horse shows, Lightfoot. I had her right here. She was about 35. She lived to be 35.
I think I remember that horse. Uh-huh.
She's the one I used to ride in horse shows all
the time. I remember that name.
I had oodles of ribbons. And when we moved over here, I hadn't unpacked everything. And I set boxes down in the basement. And it's the only time it's ever happened. It came a big rain, and the water came off this hill and ran in the window well. And the bottom of that box got wet. And when I went through it, all the colors of my ribbons had run together.
Oh.
I had a few back in the cedar chest, but most of them were in that box.
Did you ride in the three-gated classes?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Used to have a horse show in Brownsburg.
Oh, yeah. I think Mr. Beard told me it was at Brownsburg where you and he rode in a pair class one time.
Yeah, and when I rode, with Mr. Shiflett, and then Daddy would ride in the knockdown night.
Oh, so he was a jumper. Did you jump?
No, I didn't like to jump.
Huh, but your dad did.
He Tex Tilson.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe had the Buena Vista. And Daddy said, oh, I'd love to beat him in the knockdown night. Of course, you didn't have to have a horse, you know, that you could have it just so they could jump.
Mm-hmm.
And all Daddy had this big black horse. And he jumped, well, he beat him in the knockdown night.
He did?
He beat Tex Tilson. He called the horse Sam.
Oh, that's great.
But that was in Brownsburg.
Wow. What was, can you spell the name of the camp? How do you say it again?
Okahawas.
Okahawas.
Okahawas. Oh, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, that's all right.
I've got some papers here on it, but I get things from Richmond, from some of the ones that were counselors up there. I get things from them now. Well, I didn't go to camp up there. When they have reunions and things, inviting me to come. And all
you
that.
Sort of went if you were there learning how to ride.
Yeah, I sat there all the time, and they saw me, and I talked with them every day and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have any lights. I said, anybody come up there and stay. They didn't have lights in the cabins, just lamps hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. I've been scared to death of snakes. And they'd have horse shows at the end of camp. And if it was dry and they wanted to have the horse show, they would line up. The swimming pool was down was a path down a hill. And they would line up and take buckets of water and pass it up to water the ring so they could have the horse show so it wouldn't be dusted.
Did other people bring horses too, or was
no,
it just your
no,
horses
it was just
that they?
Ours. Uh-huh.
Oh, that must have been so much fun. I would have liked that too, I bet.
Oh, it was. I had some pictures of some of the horses. I should have looked those up. I didn't think about that.
Did you get paid?
Daddy, yeah, they, I reckon he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure he would, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we had a certain tree to tie each horse up to. And I know we had this one horse. He got wise. Some of the kids was kind of scared. And they put their foot in the stirrup, and he'd reach around like he's going to nip at them. And they'd take her foot and jump back. And somebody'd have to hold the horse's head so they could get on. But Daddy wouldn't watch them. He said he was scared they were going to get hurt. Because some of them had never been on a horse.
Yeah.
And that counselor sometimes would stay in the middle of the ring. And if, you know, somebody didn't know how to ride, they couldn't make the horse go that much. Well, she'd pick up a little grouse, rocks, and throw it to the horse, and I thought it was kind of dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because some of the children had never been on a horse.
Did they learn walk, trot, and canter? Mm-hmm. Did they jump?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. But it was interesting. I used to go down to the lodge when they had their plays and everything.
Oh, that's great.
But now it's closed up.
Mm-hmm.
Road's closed. Well, I guess it's been sold now.
Is that the camp that Helen Hart had gone to?
Yeah, she.
And then Benny Farber
took over
at some
after
point.
We did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So where did Benny? Did Benny live off of Swope Lane?
Yeah, he lived out here.
So he, I guess, took horses over there for the whole summer then. He probably didn't take them back and forth every day.
I don't know where he kept. Well, we rented land from Henry McCurdy and kept horses. Turn them out at night,
mm-hmm.
and go get them in the morning, take them to camp.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun.
Did the horses...
Children don't know what they're missing.
No, they don't. Did the horses... Work? Were they work horses,
no,
too?
No, they were all three-gated horses.
So he must have made enough money to keep them all winter long during the summer, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would just keep them with some... Well, Southern Seminole, Buena Vista, you know, they had horse riding,
mm-hmm.
teach riding. And they'd ask Daddy if they could use some of them during the winter.
Oh, so he rented them to Southern Sim, too?
Well, I guess he just let them keep them,
mm-hmm.
just for keeping, didn't get anything for it. But Tex Tilson, that's what would take some of them down there.
Mm-hmm.
It would help him out because he had riding at college at Southern Sim.
Huh.
And then his brother used to take, we had one we called Silver, a little white horse, and boy, he was fast. Bud used to ask Daddy if he could keep him during the winter. He would ride him. He'd even ride him up steps.
Wow, must have been a nice horse.
But he always wanted him ever. Winter, so Daddy let him have him.
So he kind of farmed him out during the winter to other people.
He was fast,
so.
Silver was. They called him High Old Silver. He didn't want any other horse to get in front of him.
Huh. Where, you mentioned you went to Oak Hill School, mm-hmm. and that was the school kind of close to McElwee Chapel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I started, I would go for a half a day. Miss Ward was the teacher.
Oh, Lib Ward was at Oak Hill?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she was.
Uh-huh. And we lived on the farm. And I would just stay, when first graders, I'd just stay a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
So at lunchtime, I'd go home.
And how did you get there?
Walk. She'd usually, that one in the, I guess it was fourth grade, one of the older ones, would walk home with me at lunchtime. I'm remember it was somebody, Bertie Mae Tooman, one time walking. She went all the way home with me. I figured.
How far was that?
Well, you know where it was, right before you get to Buckley Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
We'd cut right across the road and go down through the field to the Al Strecker. What's the Strecker?
Oh, one of those Strecker.
That has Blue Ridge.
It's Alan, I think.
He owns it now.
Isn't it
Alan? Maybe it is. He owns it now. Mm-hmm. So we'd cut out across the field there and go up the road to the farm.
And was it a one-room school where all the grades in one room?
Mm-hmm.
And so was Miss Ward the teacher for every?
Yeah, well, it just had four grades. I remember one time there was just one student in one grade.
How many were in your grade?
Tommy Wade was the one, maybe two or three.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember
mm-hmm.
now, but it wasn't very many. In the
so it was it was four grades, but probably 20 kids or less, something.
Mm-hmm. But they had another room. I can't remember how far up the grades went. Elizabeth Williams taught there too. She taught third grade in Brownsburg. For years. I don't remember her though.
Mm-hmm.
But she taught there. But you had to carry the water from down, had to go down over the hill and carry water and bring it up and put it in a cooler.
Was there a spring down over the hill?
Uh-huh. It's where Roy Wade has now, but Miss Ella Barbara Copper lived there, and we loved to go down there and carry it up because you got to climb it. You had to do that, and you had to build a fire. And
so you went to that school through the fourth grade?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it was in the fifth when I came to Brown.
Mm-hmm. Did they close the school, or that's just when you started? That's when, after the fourth grade, everybody went to Brownsburg.
I can't remember when the school was closed. Maybe it was. And well, the school was the ones in your Brownsburg now.
Mm-hmm.
That agriculture building.
They bricked it up, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it was a frame building when it was. Was it associated with McElwee Chapel, or just
I
happened to be
so. I don't know. No,
in the same
I don't
area?
So.
Uh huh.
Of course, I've heard a lot of things, but when I was younger, I just didn't think, oh, well, I just didn't pay much attention to what people
would say. Me too, yeah. Me
too. And now I wish I'd have listened more.
But, so you went to 4 grades at Oak Hill, and then you started in the 5th grade at Brownsburg. Did Miss Ward teach you the whole time you were at Oak Hill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and how... Did you ride a bus to Brownsburg?
Yeah.
And was your dad the bus driver, or was somebody else the...
Well, Daddy and Bud drove the bus together for I don't know how many years, and then Daddy bought one. But yeah, we'd get on the bus and ride. It would get so cold, you'd think your toes would go freeze.
No heat on the bus?
Well, a lot of times when it was real cold, where Janet Moneymaker lives, Betty Bell, was that? Was kin to Betty Jean, Janice. And they used to sometimes let us off, because we were just the first one, and wait there till they went up the creek and picked up, because it was, well, we'd get off there and stay where it was warm till they come back by.
How far did they go to pick up people? They go up Dutch Hollow?
They'd go clear up. And,
they go back around through Walker's Creek?
No, they come back by Betty Bay, where Janet is.
Uh-huh.
Circle so, around. And then, of course, after Daddy moved to Baz, he had a different route. He drove a bus to, gosh, I don't know how many years.
So, do you remember much about school at Brownsburg? Remember, did you say Miss Grover East was your... Fifth grade teacher.
She, when I, the year, first year I there, she was my teacher.
How many kids were in your class at that point? It was probably a much bigger group than it had been at Oak Hill.
Oh yeah, because it was one at I remember, you know, Louise Wiseman.
Was she in your class?
Stewart and yeah, there was a whole lot more. And then as we got on up in the.
Was Mr. Beard?
Yeah,
at
he was a year
too?
Behind me.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But then, we can get on up into high school, though, I remember more. Miss Trimmer.
Miss Trimmer was
she
the principal.
She did everything. She taught, well, I didn't want Latin when Phyllis Blackwell was in my class. And we didn't want Latin, but she wanted us to take it, so she worked the schedule around, so we had to take it to get it done. But I liked it after I took it, because it was something you had to study every night.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't put it off, and I liked it. But I didn't want to take it. But she taught Latin, she taught me English. She had the glee club. Commencement exercises, baccalaureate exercises. She did everything.
She did plays too,
yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah, 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 senior play. Uh-huh.
Were you in any of the plays?
Yeah. I saw my book here one day. I think it's there in the piano stool. I could get it out for you sometime. I won't take the time now.
I'd love to see it. Yeah, that'd be great.
And, it was different then, because when the bell would ring, you got in line, and you marched out, and you didn't talk. And you went out for recess, And then the bell would ring, you lined up outside, you marched into your room, and you didn't talk or you'd get a demerit. And you got so many demerits, you were expelled. And in the mornings when school would start, if the weather was not pretty, you'd line up outside and they would, raise the flag. And you would pledge allegiance to the flag and sing the Star Spangled Banner every morning.
Wow.
And then when school was out, the bell rang, you lined up and marched to the buses. You got on the bus as you got off. If you got off first, you got at the first front of the bus because the buses were made different then. There was a seat down each side, the set like they do now. But in the middle, there was a long seat. And when you sat in that, your knees were out pointed towards the ones on the side. And it was hard, to get through. So you lined up as you got off the bus. And you marched to the buses. And we had calisthenics, I don't know what I said. We'd line up, the classes would get down in the road in front of the school. And you'd take turns, and you'd stand at the top of the steps. And you'd be the leader, do the jumping jacks, and do all these exercises. And then Stanley Farball would beat the drum, and you marched in step back to the room. And you had the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and she ordered little caps, whichever one you wanted to be in, and you wore a little cap, and you got out there and you marched.
Was it because of the, was it during the war? Was it to be patriotic? Is that why it was Army?
I don't know, but we had, you could join whichever one you wanted, and he could do the drum, and you'd march out, we'd go out on the field and do exercises.
Was the bell that rang the bell that's in the middle of Brownsburg now? It's kind of a big bell sitting up on a brick column. It's right in front of Budway's barbershop.
Does it say on that where it came from?
Well, it said it came from the school.
It probably was. Mm-hmm. When I worked in there, they just, had the bell like you do now. So
I'd
kind of forgotten, how the bell was in. But I just remember a bell ringing and you marched everywhere and you didn't talk either. And when it rained, at lunchtime, she'd get you in the gym and do the Virginia reel with you and all. And when you couldn't get outside.
I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, well. So you'd come in at lunchtime and dance and just do things?
Yeah, if it was raining and you couldn't get outside to do anything, she would have you in the gym. I've forgotten how, but she was good at doing the Virginia reel. I wouldn't know how to do it now. You march down the line up and you take turn and march down the middle of it and all that. But, and she would... And you do that, just to slow dance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is when you were in high school? Mm-hmm. How many demerits, I wonder, did it
take? I don't
take
think
to
you had to have but three, if you got three demerits. But you
did people get expelled?
I can't remember too many.
Because
you knew to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked her.
Did you take home ec?
Yeah. Miss Watson. What was her first name? Well, you probably heard somebody say. She married Greer Carson. But I can't. Alice Watson, I think. No. But she was my home ec teacher.
Did you like home ec?
Yeah, it was okay. I never did like to sew. We used to have to can. In the summer, we mm-hmm. started to help, when your mother's came.
And so you learned that in home ec.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever go to the cannery in Brownsburg? Do you ever use the cannery?
My mother did. I remember her going in there. Mm-hmm.
Was there a cannery in Rockbridge Baths, too?
Mm-mm. No, not that I remember. Yeah, I kind of forgot about the cannery.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Trimmer must have...
She was. I mean, she was a remarkable person. She really was.
Well, to me, it's remarkable that she handled all the administrative things related to being a principal, but yet she taught and she coached too, didn't she?
Yeah. She was a basketball coach.
Did you play sports?
Yeah, I played basketball. I never did like softball. I played it because she wanted you to play it, but I could never tell. I can't tell when to hit the ball, when it's coming across the plate. You like it?
Did she encourage people to go to college? Did some of the kids go to college?
Because Mary Frances was good in Latin.
Who? And that sister. Your sister?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She wanted her to go on further in that, but she didn't. She went to Dunmore.
Well, it must have been a really good education, I think.
It was. I mean, and you look back on it now, you have respect for her. Well, I did then. I knew to behave myself. We had some that wondered, but we never did have any real bad thing, anybody doing anything bad.
And she lived in Brownsburg with a group of teachers?
She did. And she stayed up at the auditorium for the end of the last year she was in there. She lived up at Ms. Gibson's. I don't know how many years. There, where the greenhouse is, that big house.
Oh.
Ms. Gibson.
You mean in Robert's Baths?
Mm-hmm.
And she drove to Brownsburg?
She stayed out here. I can't remember who she lived with when she was in Brownsburg. She wasn't up there very long, but that was in when she was getting up in her later years of being a principal. But she stayed up there.
Was she still the principal when you graduated?
Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
44.
So the war had started at that point?
But she quit. That was her last year, principal, 44. Because Kenneth graduated in 45, and she wasn't principal.
What do you remember about the war? Did you buy war bonds and do patriotic things, or?
I can't remember what. I remember when I was working in there, about every time a plane went over, they'd, go look and all that. That was in the 60s, though.
That was during the Cold War, I guess, when we all
That's when
were
they
afraid
wanted everybody
of fallout.
To build a place in there. They wanted everybody to. That was in the 60s, but I didn't.
Do you remember any of your other teachers you had in school?
I should.
you mentioned before Mr. Lunsford and
Miss
Watson was the home ec teacher. And
Miss Trimmer taught English and Latin.
Did you have to take math?
Yeah, Miss Patterson, Rosanelle Patterson.
Mm-hmm. How about Miss Patterson? Was she a good teacher?
Yeah. She was a good math teacher. I can't remember, but I remember seeing people talking about her reading Uncle Remus stories to her before she started her class.
Oh, Miss Patterson did?
But now I can't remember that.
What was your graduation ceremony like?
Oh, me, she really had not. she was in charge of the glee club. Maybe I said that too, the glee club and the commencement. She would have the juniors do something different every year. They would line up, and one year I know that, boy and girl, all the way up through the gym, and they had a flag and would hold it, and the seniors marched in. Up on the stage, and you kept them step too.
all that marching practice.
Yeah, she had a little rhythm out, and believe when I was in seventh grade, I was kind of short. And she had me, she had a V, the seniors to form a V at the end of the exercises and on the stage, because of course it wasn't too many graduated at the time yet, to form a V. And I was short and she had me for the point, for the V. I remember that. But, oh, she had beautiful commencements. Everything had to be just right.
Did she have speakers, or did she everything?
Well, Mary Frances was, my sister was, which is a valedictorian, is that the hip?
That's the first in the class?
Yeah. She had that, and you wrote up your speech. I've heard Mary Frances say that not long ago. And you practiced, you got up there, you didn't have any notes, you had to say it.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
And the singing she'd have. Of course, there's so many that graduate now, it'd be hard to do.
How many were in your class when you graduated?
I don't believe it was about 13.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember moving into the brick building?
Oh yeah, I remember. When was that building?
30? I'm thinking 30, somewhere between 36 and 38. I'm not sure.
38, I think. Yeah, that's where I was in high school.
So, was the old academy there at all when you were there, or just the stucco building? And
Bernice talks about that old academy, but I can't remember it that much. She's always saying she liked why they didn't keep that building.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people wish they'd kept that building. Was it a big commotion with all the construction going on for that new building? Do you remember any of that?
I can't hardly remember, but 38, but when I would be, when I was born in 27, that'd make me 11 years old. Was that right?
Yeah. It's probably, well, maybe it was a couple years after you started school there.
I mean, I can sort of remember of them building, but you know, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible, I can't remember anything else.
Yeah. We were talking about the people in your class, and you were telling me there were 13 or 14 in your class. What was the name of the person who was killed in the war?
Ralph Robertson.
Uh-huh. And was he the only one out of your group that was...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about... the farming operation that your dad had, was he a general farmer?
When we lived over, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he have cattle and sheep?
No, we just had cattle.
Uh-huh.
And horses.
And the horses, right, right. So it was beef cattle mainly?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have?
Well, we had milk cows. We would just go out in the, you just go out in the field then, sit down and the cows were tame and just milk.
Did you milk?
Yeah.
Did you have farm chores that you did?
Well, I used to milk some, and we used to thin corn. Then you seeded corn, came up, then you had to pull up and just leave so many.
Oh, really?
And now they plant it thick as all get out.
Uh-huh.
But, he'd plant corn. And we'd get out in the field to thin it, and oh, you'd look up, you'd think you should never come into the end of that field. You'd plant it, and then you'd get out and pull it up. But it was fun.
How did he plant it?
Just with a horse, and, you know, uh-huh. Just a corn planter pull horse.
Well, you must have had
a horse then.
A lot of fun with three sisters.
We did.
You must
on the farm, we made our own fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must have, having three sisters. And being the youngest probably would have been
fun. And you separated milk then. I wish I had kept that separator. Oh, you ever seen one?
I don't know that I've ever seen one, but just about everybody I've talked to talks about the separator.
Milk in that big bowl, and it had two spikes. You stand there and turn it, and pure cream would come out of one spout, and foamy milk out of the other, and we'd give that to the pigs. And but you had to wash that old separator twice a day. And the pans, they had pans on a wire when you wash them, and you had to keep those little round pans in order or it wouldn't work. But I talk about that, or think about it, we were talking about it not long ago, how that would separate and get pure cream out of one spout and then just milk.
I'd love to see one to know how they work.
I know, I don't remember what happened. Back then, you didn't think about keeping anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just threw things away, like those old ice boxes. Mm-hmm. We had an old ice box. I guess we threw it away after we got to the refrigerator.
Did you keep the cream in the spring house?
Yeah, our spring house was like this was a kitchen, and you walked right out the door into the spring house. It was attached to the back of the house.
Oh, it was right at the back
of
the house.
Yeah, it was attached to it, another room, and you just walked right into it, and it had a cement trough around two sides, and water ran through that all the time, ran in, ran out, and kept it cold, and that's where my mother would set her crocks of cream and everything in there.
Did she cook on a wood stove?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember cooking on a wood stove. And that's how you got your hot water. There was a tank on the end of the stove. And when you had heat in that stove, it heated your water.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And that would be nice to have one of those. I mean, not to use, but...
You're doing two things at once then. When you're cooking, you're heating the water,
uh-huh,
too.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And was it a good spring?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a good spring.
Did you have a phone in your house?
Yeah. I had to... The one you know you crank, and when you it rang in everybody's house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You had a certain number, a long, short, and a long, or a three shorts.
Where was your telephone exchange? Did your calls all come into Brownsburg?
Uh-huh.
And how about electricity? When did you all get electricity?
No, I should know that, but because Burns and I were just talking about that the other night.
Mm-hmm. Were you in school?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can remember though, when just carrying the lamps around.
It's a wonder everything didn't burn up with all those oil lamps.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they're so easy to knock over them.
Mm-hmm. And to have to carry them around all the time. We don't know how lucky we are. We're fortunate.
How about plumbing in the house? When did you get plumbing in the house?
Hmm. Well, I can't exactly remember the year, but I can remember the outside. But I didn't think anything about
right,
it, because everybody was in the same way.
How about at school, though? You had indoor plumbing at school, right?
Not at Oak Hill, we didn't.
But you did at Brownsburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so your father mainly used workhorses to get things done around the farm?
Yeah, we had horses. We didn't have any tractors or anything.
How about butchering? Was that a big thing?
Oh, they just butchered right there on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Just hang them up. It stayed cold then, and you know, cold enough, they don't allow you to do it now, but you couldn't anyway because the weather's so changeable.
Not as cold. Mm-hmm. Who helped your father do all that?
Just the neighbors. They'd help each other.
So did he have anybody who worked for him on the farm? Or?
No, he just mostly did it
mm-hmm.
himself.
He did all of it himself. Mm-hmm. And he had four girls.
Yeah.
No boys to help on the farm.
No. I laughed and said, I reckon he thought when I came along another little old girl. I teased him about that. But I was his boy, I reckon. I helped him with his
horses. Well, you helped him with the horses. And,
well, I liked outside. I never did do too much. I never did do any cooking. I'd clean house and Mama did the cooking. I'd clean for her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I never did cook until after I got married.
And so did everyone get married and leave, and then for a while you were the only one left at home? Or how did that work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did
but
Virginia get married first?
Uh-huh. Married first, and Bernice.
And so when did you and Mr. Beard start to date?
Well, we dated some, then we quit, and then what was after, I guess, after we finished high school. But we used to go for New Providence used to take go to Western State.
Oh, to visit
and take programs down there.
Oh, uh huh.
And I remember I used to go with him. So and then.
Did your family go to McElwee or Bethesda?
We went to McElwee until we moved up Rockridge Bay, and then we started going to Bethesda. McElwee was went in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And but after we moved to the Bay, it was just closer and all, so we just started going to Bethesda.
So a lot of the things that you did with Mr. Beard were church activities?
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you get married?
In 1949.
And he was a farmer?
Who?
Mr. Beard.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he stayed on the farm.
Well,
he really worked all hard on the farm.
Well, Mr. Trenton Beard was considered a pretty progressive farmer, wasn't
yeah.
he? I mean, he had a lot of the new equipment and.
Mm-hmm. But I've heard Kenneth talk about, you know, when he was real younger, about out in the field with the horses and.
Did he enjoy being a farmer?
Yeah. Yeah.
When did he get started in the dairy business?
He was in the early 50s. Because let's see, we went out. He quit in 97. That make about right, right? Because you said, well, he had milked probably 45 years. That was long enough, so he quit in 97.
Mm-hmm. How big was his herd at the biggest?
Well, we were milking over 100 when he...
Mm-hmm. Did you help a lot with that?
Yeah, I helped. Because when he drove the bus for Daddy some, after Daddy got to the age he had, and Daddy didn't want to sell his bus, so I asked him if he would drive it. So he'd go over and help start with the milk, and then he'd have to leave, go with the bus, so I'd help Mr. Beard. And then I'd leave and go into school. And then when I come home in the afternoons, I'd go over and help after I got home from school,
mm-hmm.
helping. And then I fed calves. In the later years, I fed all the calves.
You had two full-time jobs then, school and the dairy.
Well, yeah. Well, after, when I was feeding all those calves, that's just been in the 90s, I reckon. One year I was feeding 68 calves on the bucket.
Oh, my goodness.
But Kenneth helped me. You know, we had calves every place. And you'd he'd help me carry it to them, and I'd dump it, feed them. But he'd laugh and say what was my fault, because he used to sell the little bull calves. And I'd say, oh, that one's so cute, let's keep it. So he'd keep it. But we had calves in the granary. We had calves everywhere that summer. But I didn't mind. I enjoyed it. I liked to get out.
Mm-hmm. You said you had taken a business course at Lexington after you graduated from high mm-hmm. school. What did you take there?
Shorthand, typing, bookkeeping.
And so then you became the secretary at Brownsburg?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Joe was secretary then.
That's Joe Heath.
Yeah, she was expecting, so she was giving up the job. So
And who was the principal then?
Mr. Nick.
And how many years did you work there?
I started in 56 and quit in 68. Who were 12 years?
Who were some of the teachers there?
Oh, they changed around a lot. We had a lot of, sometimes W&L wives would come out
and
teach.
Oh, uh-huh.
Virginia Lacks, she was Virginia McCrell now, she taught home economics. And you probably heard of Ann Nichols, she taught home economics. And then we had teachers come from Buena Vista. We had,
Who were the different principals that you worked for?
Mr. Nick, I guess.
Mr. Wallace, I believe, is up. Mr. Nick, Mr. Snyder, Dan Snyder, and Mr. Armitrade.
Gosh, the principals turned over.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stay long then, did they?
I think Mr. I think, well, no, I don't have the,
Mrs. Beard has old yearbooks.
Yeah, this is Mr. Wallace. Yeah, see, these are some of the pictures. Yeah, I have them from all that stuff. Yeah, this is the year I started. 57.
1957.
Because Linda was in the first grade. I can't see the principal now. Well, Mr. Nick. I don't see what year Mr. Wallace, that was 57.
Did you enjoy being at Brownsburg?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I can't remember her.
We're looking at a yearbook now.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember her.
Miss Milner. Mr. Morrison, though, I remember him. Driving a little MG and living at at the Whipples.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's his daughter, Mr. Wilhelm's daughter.
Oh, Virginia Lax was Mr. Wilhelm's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Claudia taught typing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her as being the librarian.
She would help me because I had to sell, you know, books at the
end
of school year down the library, and she used to help me. She'd say, "Well, I'm not. You take charge of the money," but she'd take the list that the student wanted and would get the books and bring it.
Well, how did the books work then?
Bought them and you kept them.
And what happened if you couldn't afford the books? Did the school system pay for them?
I think so. They gave some children.
Because surely not everybody could have afforded the books.
But the library was downstairs there towards the last few years I was there. But it was a help. She'd gather up the books for me and I'd, you know, help me. And then I had to sell ice cream.
Oh, I remember that, at lunchtime.
Take up lunch money
and
sell ice cream.
Take lunch money and sell ice cream. Yep, I remember that distinctly. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. Everybody was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was small, and you got to know everybody.
Did it seem a lot different when the high school left?
Yeah, it did seem.
A lot smaller then.
Mm-hmm.
Was it still pretty busy?
Oh, yeah. We got adjusted to it, but but now I don't, the schools are so large, and they can have, you know, like the commencement and things like you used to, because there's too many children, students.
Did you do typing for the teachers, if they had a test or something they wanted to type? Did you do
that? Oh, yeah. Did I say I took typing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to type for a lot of Ms. Buchanan's. She used to bring about all her tests in there and want me to type them up, and then I'd run them off on the memory machine. Of course, then you had the old crank when you had to, and the papers would all ball up in it.
Were any of the other principals you worked for as strict as Miss Trimmer was?
Well, they were all nice. I mean, I didn't have any complaints with any of them. They were real nice. And I had to sell in the mornings. You got there, you had your little place right there in the front of the office where you sold paper and pencils to the students. I'd sell that in the mornings before school took up. Something else I was going to say when I thought of that. Now I can't think what it was. And when we were in school, you had tests. You know, a blackboard, you would go along, all along that wall, and all along this wall. You know how they went in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we had our tests. They'd fill that one up with questions. Come over here and fill this one up with questions. When you got through that one, they'd erase that one and fill it up again. You didn't have it printed off for you. They put it on the boards. And you, when you finish up that one, they'd erase it and fill it up again.
Wow. But, was the school day pretty much over at 3 o'clock? Or?
Yeah, same.
Did you have to stay late when you were working? Or?
No, I didn't usually. I didn't leave right at 3, but it wasn't 2.
When did you get all Miss Buchanan's typing done? When did you get all Miss Buchanan's typing done?
Oh, just in between during the day. Mm-hmm. I'd go over to the lunchroom in the morning and take the lunch count over there, and I'd eat some of their good cake and stuff they were making. No, the principals were nice. If I got a call and I went in the office, they knew where to come to find me at the lunchroom.
Now, I remember having really good food.
They gave you a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I don't see how they fixed it. As the things that they fixed, they didn't have just little things. They really had good food.
It was good, really good
food. Some of the students would help to serve sometimes. Some of them that got 3 of them paid so much on their lunch, but not as much as they cost. And they would help in the lunchroom. But they enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. They'd serve for their lunch.
How about, I know your dad had a bus. Did he have a car, too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember the first, when we were just young, you had cars with rumble seats.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one.
Did you drive the car to church? You take the car to church?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was room for your whole family in the car?
Well, now I can't remember when I was, that young and all, but I can't. We always went to the chapel every Sunday afternoon. I'm sure. Well, I probably when we were real, real young, we didn't have a car. I can't remember the year.
If your family needed groceries, did you go into Bustleburg to get your...
Yeah.
Did you ever come to Brownsburg for anything other than school?
No. Oh, we'd come out here, but we never did. Let's see, when did Virginia get married? I can't remember. 38. Well, they were married 65 years. Was it 65? Yeah, we didn't buy things to grow. You didn't buy anything mostly but sugar and flour then. You used to take eggs to the store, or a chicken. You'd take a chicken over there, and Herman would put the little scales like I got there on them and weigh them.
That's Herman Wade?
Yeah.
Was he related to your family, too?
He would be my cousin. Uncle Otto's son.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There's so many Wades.
I know.
all different branches of the Wade family around here.
Yeah. Well, I've got some. I'm peeing. I probably don't even know.
Were you related to the Wades from Wade's Mill?
No.
Were you related to the Wades that lived in Brownsburg? Miss Margaret Wade that worked in the bank?
Not that I know of.
Looking back on it now, were you conscious at all how bad the economy was during the Depression? Did you always have enough to eat?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
You always had everything you needed or wanted? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't say anything. Yeah, my mother was a good cook, I have to say that.
Did she make a lot of your clothes?
Yeah, she sewed and did cooking.
How about doctors and diseases and things like that? Did you have all the regular childhood diseases?
I can remember we all had the mumps. Of course, I'm going to go out of job. I can't remember being sick that much, but I remember the doctor's office used to be where Agley is.
So did you come to Brownsburg if you had to come to the doctor? Do you remember ever having to come to the doctor, or were you pretty healthy all the time?
I can't remember. I remember Bernice coming out here, and she's always stepping on nails and stuff. Oh. Yeah, clean her foot.
Oh, my goodness.
But I can remember Dr. Bailey, Dr. Taylor.
You remember Dr. Williams?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Williams. I see what I'm probably thinking about instead of Dr. Bailey. I've heard Mom and him talk about it. Dr. Taylor lived over here in the Wade House at one time.
Oh, right here?
Mm-hmm. Over here.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. But he had his office in Brownsburg?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dr. Williams and... yeah, it'd be nice if we had a doctor in Brownsburg now.
Mm-hmm. Did people worry a lot about things like polio and scarlet fever and...
I can't remember. They may have, but maybe I just did not.
Mm-hmm.
We never did. I can't remember being. I had pneumonia one time, but I can't remember of ever being that sick.
Did you see a dentist?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who did you see for the dentist?
Well, Dr. Wilson over here at Rayfine.
That's pretty far.
He had his office was up over the post office.
Mm-hmm.
That's who, I was older. That's when I was, when I was still at home, but I was older, because he pulled teeth for, he was rough too.
Were those?
I imagine all of them were at that time.
Not so much Novocaine as they give you now?
Yeah, now they give it when you feel your teeth, don't they? Now, they wouldn't do that then. They said, no, they didn't want to, the danger of hitting the nerve, and you wouldn't know it. And could kill the nerve, so they wouldn't deaden them when you feel them. But to hit on that old nerve, hit it and go on, ooh, it's terrible.
Oh, I don't even like to think about it. How about the animals? Did your dad doctor on the animals himself, or did somebody?
No, I can't remember of animals getting sick. Back when I was a child, I can't remember ever having a bed. Maybe he did. We used to make apple butter. The neighbors come in at night and help peel apples. And we'd all get up and play while they peeled apples and serve refreshments.
Was that just for your family making apple butter, or was it making it for the
family
church?
And then when they would make, we'd go in and help them.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that every year, or was that every couple of years?
No, I don't think we did it every year, because you make a big kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mother would can it?
Mm-hmm. Put in big containers, yeah.
How about the meat? How did you preserve the meat?
Well, I've heard, say, like a beef, you could keep it hanging all winter and just go out and cut off what you want.
So it sort of dried?
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't spoil because it stayed so cold.
Did your
dad? And you cured your own hams.
Your dad did that?
Uh-huh, yeah, we cured our own hams. They were good too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm jumping around. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right, good.
Remember?
I should have written them down.
Well, if you think of other things, you can write them down and I'll come
but
back.
But you say I get
time.
To read it before you.
Mm-hmm. But you were telling me about fire drills and civil defense drills. Remember anything about those?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
In the 60s.
Oh. Let's see. what did we say? I can't think what we said.
I guess just
yeah.
that we...
Yeah, when you had the fire drills, you had to line up and march out and stand on the playground, you know. Boy, but the defense drills, what did we do on those? I can't remember.
I don't really remember at all.
I'll have to ask somebody about that. Because I can remember at the time, since you mentioned it, you know, about all the doing, and every time you'd hear a plane go over, you were scared.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother have any home remedies?
Oh yeah, I remember she used to grease you with Vicks salve. Well, when you got a cold or just, and heat a flannel real warm. Well, there's nothing to it, but oh, I hated when she put that heated flannel on my chest. It was all green and it's keeping on you all night. And it helped. I've heard some people talk of mustard plasters, but I don't think she ever. Maybe she did for Daddy, but I can't remember mustard plaster.
Was she a good baker, too?
Oh, yes. She did all her cooking, canning, and bring in sack fulls of corn and sit there and shuck corn and she can't.
You had a big garden?
Yeah, big garden.
What did you grow in the garden?
Oh, everything. We had this creek, a little stream went down through the garden, a ram. Furnace was talking about the other day. We used to throw water when we was working the garden on each other. Stand on that ram, Daddy, you know, when you weren't supposed to do it, you stand on a ram and water the squirts out. We used to try to throw this terrible, you know, we'll put this on it. When we shot in corn, when you burn us, we're scared to death of those old worms. And we used to try to get them pumped out her neck.
Oh, that was mean.
She talks about it now. Of course, we never could touch her. But
I don't know that I really know what a ram is. I've heard people talk about them, but it's another one of those things I wish there was.
Yeah, well, we've got two of them over here at the barn, a big one and a little one that used to be down here in the meadow. And one of them is big and the other one's a little. And metal things come out from them, and that's how it pumps your water.
So it's
to
sort
your,
of a pump
your,
thing?
To your house, uh-huh. But if you stood on those metal things, of course, the water just kept spurt, spurt, spurting way up.
So where did you live when you married Mr. Beard?
Up at Rockridge Bank, across from where the old motel used to be. There at that, where that swimming, the building is that had a swimming pool in it. It's right down before you get up to where the store is. I think a molar, you know where Phil Moeller lives.
Right.
Bev Dudley,
mm-hmm.
The house
mm-hmm.
right before you get to their house. We lived in that.
And did Mr. Beard drive out here every day to milk? Was he working on the farm then?
Oh, I thought you meant when I was, that was before I was married.
Oh, okay. How about when you married Mr. Beard? Where
oh,
did you
well,
live?
No, we lived out here. We lived with his mother for a little while, and then we moved over in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we lived. I thought you meant before I was married.
And then you moved to this house from the...
In 1960, yeah. From the White House over here.
Were there people working on the farm here? Or was it mainly just Mr. Trenton Beard and Kenny?
Just the two of them. Mm-hmm. Well, Donnie would come up on his days off and help.
Mm-hmm. Did you know any of the black people in the area when you were growing up? There are a lot of black people in Brownsburg, but I'm not sure there were that many in Bustleburg. Or
Robert's Bath?
Well, I can remember at Bethesda. Yeah, what were they? They lived up on Gospel Hill. And she would come to church, but she'd sit on the back, mm-hmm. right back row. Then, okay, they, and then they were, there used to be a sexton at Bethesda, I think, was at one time. But there weren't too many up at Rockbridge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then they started, you know, going to school when I was working in Brown, when mm-hmm. I was working in there. But it wasn't any problem when they did. They all got along. But I think really some of them at the time would just have soon been in their own school. But then after they came in, they got adjusted and all.
Mm-hmm.
They got along real good. Wasn't any problem.
How about Christmas? Did you all have a big Christmas Thanksgiving celebration at your house?
When we were young?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've often said, Daddy would be up bright and early, run down the stairs, what you get, like he'd never seen it before. I don't see how he was so excited. But he'd come flying, what you get. And one Christmas, we were all in the living room and somebody came up on the front porch scraping their feet. And you know how kids are, we holler, come in if you don't even take that off. And you're Santa Claus walking. But I used to be scared to death. When I got up more of age, I used to be scared to death of Santa Claus. And Daddy had a suit. And he couldn't put that thing on and go out and look around and look in the window. It scared me to death. Oh, yeah, we had big, but you didn't get like you get now, but we enjoyed it more.
Mm-hmm.
We'd each of us set a box, and we had a special place under the tree, and what Santa would leave at each place, and in the box would be oranges, candy, Roman candles, sparklers, and things like that in your box, and in your room. And if you'd ask for something, and you didn't get it, there'd all be a little note. Sorry, I couldn't find that, but hope you like what you got. No.
Oh, that's cute.
But I tell the kids now, by now we'd set a box, and you had good candy back then. But you always got a lot of candy and oranges and fireworks.
What did your mother cook for Christmas?
Oh, no. I'm sure she'd cook a ham and... Oh, she always had a delicious meal.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings and everything.
Anything else you can think of?
I was thinking a while ago something I was going to tell you, but it slipped my mind. I can't think what it was now.
Well, if you think of things later, just make a note of them, and I'll come back and... You can tell me a few more stories if you think of anything.
You're not going to keep this, are you? On tape all the time, are you? Nobody listens to it, do
they? No. I mean, I think if people wanted to know what you said, they'd go read it. But I really do appreciate it. I remembered a lot.
Well,
I especially liked hearing about the horses.
Well.
That was great.
Well, I remember one time we were leading horses, and I was leading three or something, and one pulled back. Well, instead of me letting loose, I just kept holding on, and he pulled me off the horse. Normal thing you've done would let loose of the reins. And we used to have people that would, there was a Susan Buchanan, she used to love, so she'd come up and go up camp with us a lot of times. She liked to ride horses, so she'd go up with us. And we'd Mama would pack her lunch, and we'd eat up in the mountain at lunchtime.
Well, Mr. Trenton Beard was a good horseman, too,
uh-huh.
wasn't he?
Yeah, he had a horse named Banner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was saying with Lightfoot, she was 35. She got so she would lie down, she couldn't get up. Kenneth would have to get the back or something, put a rope around her and get mm-hmm. her up. So we finally we had her put to sleep. On the hill. I didn't go up there. Kenneth went. And he said, well, it was hard, and I mean, I'm sure it was, but he was, Dr. Williamson was the veterinarian. And
I remember that name. I do remember that.
Oh, yeah, I rode her all the time in horse shows. She was a good horse. But I remember Wally Poole saying, when Daddy passed away, well, I never thought Lightfoot would outlive your Daddy. I mean, we bought her, Daddy bought her, she was just young colt, and she lived, usually they don't live that age, but she was 35 years.
What did she look like?
She was sort of a saw, had white feet.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a colt. We named it Golden Boy. Well, I never did. Well, we just rode him a few times. I still called him the colt. When, I can't think of when he died. But, I know one time he was standing up here at the fence. And when and he had gotten a war around his leg. And it had buried, and had gone back in. I had to have the vet come, and he put him to sleep and cut that egg, and I've got a picture of him getting up when he came to. But
did Linda ride?
She rode. She never did ride in any horse shows, but she rode just here on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We used to bring ponies out here from Daddy, but little ponies were mean.
Mm-hmm.
They were more dangerous than a horse for a child, I think. Yeah, Daddy had all kinds of them, so we used to bring ponies over here to keep them. We usually end up taking them back when they were, you know, when they was younger.
Well, I sure appreciate your help. Oh, no. Do you remember one more thing?
Okay.
Do you remember when they dedicated the new school? Was there a big ceremony? Did you go to that, or?
Gee, I can't remember that. Has anyone ever told me?
I've seen an article in the paper about it, but I've never, I don't think anyone has told me about being there. But
remember. I should remember more about the schools and when I was going to school, I mean.
I think you remembered a lot. That was great.
I can't remember. I remember I had appendicitis when I was in the seventh grade.
Oh. Did you go to the hospital in Lexington?
Dr. Leach. They were taking an exam at the end of school, and Mr. Oliver was the home was the teacher, and I remember him saying, well, not to worry, I made good enough grades, I didn't have to take exams, so I got out of exams. It was a hard, bad way to get out of them.
So then you went from 7th grade into high school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have 8th mm-hmm. grade. It was just 11 years, but really, mm-hmm. Together you just went because you didn't have kindergarten or 8th grade.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you.
Well,
thank
you
so much.
You.